Okay, Kavra. You might recall that there was a president some years ago who, in the end, is not particularly popular by us. And this president, during the war, would give an occasional fireside chat. So, I'm not the president, and I don't have any fireplace. There is some type of a war that's taking place. There's some kind of a war that's going on. And I guess Hashem has, ironically, made me into some type of a commander-in-chief of our particular little branch of his army in this world. So I want to share with you, over the course of the next days or weeks, however long this takes, and Hashem should be finished quickly. I'm going to share with you a thought now, and we're going to have the different rabbanim from the shul, the chevra, all of us are going to get together to try every day. There should be a little bit of chizuk, a little bit of Torah, besides the regular shiurim that we're going to begin to work on the technology to get it over to you. But I wanted tonight just to share a very, very simple message. I'm getting, on the average, every hour, I would say, without exaggeration, 30 to 40 messages, calls, and so on. And I'm noticing a tremendous amount of confusion, of panic, of fear, bordering on, in some cases, hysteria. It's understandable. We've never seen such a thing. We're not used to this. Our parents and grandparents were, maybe not this type of a virus, but the looming presence of the Malach HaMavos, we're not used to it. So let me address this. Let me begin by addressing this for a minute, for just a minute. And I'm going to, right now, bring together two tzaddikim who, in many ways, appear to be far apart, but I'm sure in Shemayim they love each other and they're best friends. Rabbi Arla Roth, the fiery tzaddik, originally from Hungary and then from Yerushalayim, and the great tzaddik, Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zichus Yelenu, originally from Russia, from Lithuania, and then, of course, Yafo and Yerushalayim. They both spoke about pachad, of fear. First, let me share with you from Rabbi Arla, from the Shomer Emunah. We're taught from Rabbeinu HaRizal, from the Ari HaKadosh, that when there's a plague, a pestilence, a coronavirus, Be'ir, in the city, Ein Yachol Lishloit, Rak Be'elu She'esh Lohem Pachad. The virus has no control over, cannot affect only those. It can only affect those who are filled with fear. Ava be'elu shemeschazkin b'libam. However, those who strengthen their hearts, v'bitchoinim al Hashem, their trust in Hashem, u'mizgabrim al hapachad, and they're able to overcome that fear and anxiety. We don't know how things are going to turn out. There are some people who are sick, well, later they share a foolish lame. But to overcome that feeling of fear, of dread, of pessimism that causes terrible anxiousness and stress, those who are able to overcome that, the Barala writes, in the name of the HaKadosh, Ein shum dover ra yochal lishlod behem. Nothing, no ra, no magefa, no COVID-19. Can have an effect upon them, can control them. And he brings the exact lesson that he had from the Arizal. V'chein tzarech gam kein lizor shelo lehisyari b'shas hadever rachman litzlan. Therefore, we have to be careful not to be frightened during the time of this, of a magefa, of a pestilence, of corona. Misamachmem v'chayloise, from the other side, in this case, the war that we're having with this virus. Elo, what does a Jew do? El l'spalel l'Hashem v'hu ya'aneh. Our avoda now is tefillah, is davening. Hashem will answer us. Kiamishyare milifanov, because the person who is terrified of the sickness, of the dever, who knows him lo koach ugvura, that person, through his terror and fear, through that vulnerability that comes with terror and fear, is noisenly koach ugvura, is giving the dever, the sickness, more strength, more audacity. Liz gaber v'magefa b'ir, to chas v'chalila, strengthen the magefa in the town. Elo, what's our avoda? Chavi kemat rega, to hide ourselves, to spend time in seclusion. Chavi kemat rega, as it says in the pasuk. Ad yavor zam, until the anger, until the wrath, until this sickness passes, to try to seclude ourselves, to be within ourselves and with each other. That's what Hashem's Baruch wants now. We'll talk more about that over the coming days. V'yasok tamid b'Torah, and to spend this time that we have learning over Maisak Torahs, as I spoke about on Shabbos, to say at least twice a day the K'tiris, the parasha of K'tiris. I also spoke about being careful with 100 brachas a day, which we'll talk more about also, Mi'at Hashem, in the near future. V'yizbatal ma'yison ha'alma, and this will drive death away from our lives. This will drive the Malach HaMavis away. So fear and anxiety invites the Malach HaMavis, chas v'chalila, into our homes, into our lives. Bitochen, emunah bitochen, tefillah, k'tiris, brachas, simcha, and more simcha. More and more simcha drives the Malach HaMavis away from our lives, away from our families, away from our people. That's Rav Arama. In the Lashon of Rav Kook, in the Midas Haraya, Hapchodim Heim Pesayus Gemura. Anxiety, fear. To be a person that lives in fear is complete foolishness. Ein la Adam Lifchod Klal Ki Imli Hizaher. Rav Kook says that a person should not be afraid at all, but rather he should be cautious. That for sure. All the precautions that were being told by the physicians, by the experts, and so on, 100%. Ein lo adam lifchod klal ki im li zohir, to be cautious, to be careful. Yoyser shehu poche, the more fearful a person is and anxious, hu nofel, the more likely he is, chas v'sholom, to stumble, to fall, to become sick, God forbid. Uchshehu mispached, and when a person is mispached, when he's filled with fear and anxiety, me'etzem apachad, bolei hamichshol, from the fear itself, chas v'chalila, the person stumbles, the person can become sick. He makes himself more vulnerable to the disease, more prone to the disease. Alkein, Rav Kook writes, tzaruchu lizgaber b'seichel, a person has to be mezgaber with seichel, be strong in his seichel. Think even of the numbers of the statistics, to be strong with seichel. This is not Poland at 1939, 1940. To be strong with the seichel, to be cautious, to do everything that we need to do, to be careful. But to be mezgaber b'seichel, l'das she'en lo klal mimal espached, and to know that everything is in Hashem's hands. We always said those words, but maybe we never really believed what we were saying, and now is a test to see whether we really believe in this. And then, we're not afraid. Because, what is pachad? What is fear? Fear is like when you come up very, very close to a painting, you don't see the painting, you don't see the whole panoramic view of the actual painting, you just look right microscopically, you're looking and you're seeing this tiny little thing, this tiny little color, this little piece of something. But you don't see the painting. When you're terrified, you're looking at those little things, those pieces, and they overwhelm you. Bitochen, emuna bitochen means stepping back, equanimity means stepping back, and looking at the whole picture. When you look at the entire picture of who we are and who Hashem is and the reality of what's taking place, then you're filled with tremendous bitachon, with tremendous trust and emunah and faith. That fills the soul with strength, with courage and with strength. And he ends up, there's a little bit more, but he ends up with the pasuk, Yasasma v'simcha yasigo. Only with joy can we overcome this plague, this magefa. Chedvas Hashem himo uzchem, and rejoicing in Hashem, trust and joy in continuing to serve Hashem in such a way, he mo uzchem. That is what will give us strength. That will give us the strength that we should be strong, young, strong people, even those who are older, strong, filled with faith, filled with confidence in Hashem, to be able to overcome this. I think you all know, every one of you knows the famous story about the Baditshva. He left, you know, for a while when he was becoming a chassid. He went to Mizrach HaMagid, Susi Elayim. He was gone for a while, and his father-in-law was not happy. He had a wealthy father-in-law who married his daughter off to the future Gadol HaDor, and was upset that he was going off to Mizrach. And when he came back, as you recall, his father-in-law said, "What did you learn all of that time you spent in Mezrich? What did you learn? What did you gain?" So the Kedushas Levi, the Baditshva, said, I learned that there's a God. I learned that there's a God." So his father-in-law couldn't believe that that's why he was gone. That's what he learned, and he called over the maid and whatever her name was, Chanala. Whatever her name was, tell me, do you believe in God? And she said, "Of course I believe in God." He said, "Thank you." And she walked away. And the father-in-law said to Reb Levi Yitzchak, "So you see, the girl who works in the house, she also knows this God. So for that you went to Mezrich?" So he said, the Baditshva said, "She says that. She says that, but I know that. She says that, but I know that. I'm going to explain this more over the coming days. Until now, we've been saying something about our belief. We've been saying that we believe in God. Now the test is, do we really know that? And if we do know that, then ma'lan l'fached, ma'apached. What is it that I'm hearing about, that people are going out of their kelim? That they don't know what to do, that they're besides themselves, and so on. Lihizahir, let's be careful. Let's be cautious. Let's do everything we're told to do. Of course. But lo lefached, not to be afraid. Not to be afraid. Ha'ika, lo lefached klal. Lo lefached klal. Not to be afraid at all. Hashem should be mechazik each and every one of us. All those who are sick should have refuah shleima. Hashem should watch over our homes, our borders, our lives, and fill our lives with simcha. May this be the final tzara that the world is going through before the day that we have all been waiting for, that day of Oyd Yishama Be'erei Yehuda, Chusas Yishalayim, all of the chasnas that had to be postponed and delayed, all of those disappointed kalas, chasanim and kalas, are going to rejoice together with Mashiach Tzidkenu, with the big chasn Yishalayim, with the kula shavamitis, amen v'amen.